This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Groovy people, I like to be around. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Derek Gould coming up at about 11 o'clock today. And then Bill McDermott, the new Hall of Famer, will join us at 11:30, I think, in studio. Bill's going to come in and look at this spectacular place. Brian, it's a lot easier to bring guests in Kirkwood than in...
It's funny. Bill volunteered. He said, I would love to hop on the show, but I want to do it in studio because I want to see the new digs. And we were joking before the show. That's one more offer to come in studio than we ever got when we were in St. Charles.
You mean a lot of people were not clamoring to get to...
let's do it over the phone.
Okay. Brendan's hometown.
You guys are just haters, man. You guys are St. Charles County anti. It's not fair. It gets a bad rap. I can't believe you
what
guys.
What time is it in St. Charles now?
It's the same time zone. Same time zone.
Don't you love it when he tells us, Brian...
Hey, guys,
Brendan,
are jerks.
How long did it take you to get here today? He'll say like 39 minutes.
What was the time this morning, Schaefer?
I actually didn't look. Normally, I pull it up on my phone to see if there's traffic, and then I can tell you guys that I quit if there is. But I left my house a little later than usual today, and so I thought there might be some issue. But I think I got it to around 32 minutes, 33 minutes at this point. What's the problem, though, is sometimes going home, there's traffic.
So
I texted you guys last week.
I said,
it was 49 minutes or whatever it was, and... Frank just, like, laughs at me.
Yes. You get a particular thrill out of that, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. God, 15 minutes for me.
Yeah, that's great.
It takes no time. It's perfect.
About 8 minutes for me today.
Hey, the good news is I'm going to the game today, so I won't have to go back toward St. Charles County until after the game. So I'm actually closer to the clubhouse here than I would have been in St. Charles.
It's so much easier to get downtown from here, too. I will say, like, the St. Charles location was fine. It wasn't like my commute was that long because I was always going against traffic. But if you had to go downtown, Frank, as you did every day, from St. Charles, from where the studio was, I had to get on whatever that expressway was, 270, 270 to 40, 40 to downtown. And if you did it at the wrong time, it could take you a while, like an hour.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of that.
All right, let's go through a couple of these texts. We are going to give the four tickets away to a gentleman who really had a compelling reason.
Former
why he
president
should get the
of the United States will be getting it.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes,
very good. And tell us, it's kind of a good story there.
Yeah, he says that his daughters want to go, but the wife won't let them go because they have soccer unless he has tickets. So he now has four tickets. Section. Let's see, 3, 2, 1, 305. Well, there we go. You could probably move up at some point during the game.
Oh, I can guarantee you. You can pretty much sit where you'd like.
You think that'll be the case for Auburn, or you're not sure?
No.
It depends what happens this week.
I think if they beat Purdue, that the Auburn game will have a little bit of renewed interest. I thought the crowd for South Carolina was pretty good, pretty solid. If they beat Purdue, I think it'll be pretty similar to that South Carolina crowd for the Auburn game.
What do we know spread-wise?
That's a good question.
It was 8.5, I want to say, that Mizzou was favored by when the lines first came out. I looked at it yesterday. It had dropped to about 7, 7.5. I can check again. And the over-under, which you mentioned the high-powered offenses when you're talking to Coach Brohm, 78.5 is the over-under on this game. Kind of got burned last week on that because it was 72.5. Then the defenses kind of showed up. Mizzou's offense didn't perform as well. And the game went way under. So 78.5 is a lot of points to be expecting, even though these two teams known for their offense.
Yeah, depending on where you look, it's 7.5 or 7. And not that I advocate gambling, because it is illegal at Bushwood, sir.
Yeah,
and
that's what
slice.
I meant to say. I meant to say, I'm sorry.
Purdue did only lose to Louisville by 7. And the college football analyst in me suggests that Louisville is a better team than Missouri.
Oh, boy, you really are cutting edge there. Louisville, better than Missouri.
Lamar Jackson is mildly better than Drew Locke.
Close. I mean, only 1,000 yards so far total offense in the first
half. If I were a betting man, but I'm a law-abiding citizen who never speeds and never gambles, I would probably put money on Purdue.
Yeah, 7.5. I think I got it at, I mean, in theory, I would have gotten it at 8 or 8.5.
You're still making those $2 bets? I actually bet $1 bets?
Occasionally. I think I did 5 on this one.
5 means 5 G's.
No, it doesn't. It means $5.
Are you from old money?
No, I'm from no money.
Grimy from South County. Guys, have you been there? Frank, have you had the brisket sliders from Southtown Pub?
I've never had the brisket sliders. I have been to Southtown. It's off Kings Highway.
How far down?
In South St. Louis.
Okay.
So it's good, actually. Good beer selection. And I like pulled chicken. I'm a big pulled chicken advocate. And I usually get that there. It's a nice outdoor patio.
All right. Frank, are you going to call SGA past volleyball coach Karen Davis, St. Louis Hall of Fame? I have not seen that list, but congratulations to Karen Davis. They've had a great deal of success at St. Joseph's Academy. Would love for the Cardinals to beat the Cubs, but don't think so. But Cards will get wild card. Boy, I tell you what, Brian, after we broke this down here today, trailing by 3.5 to begin with, and then seeing that rocky schedule, this is going to be one tough comeback for the Cardinals to pass the Rockies.
I think it's either the NL Central or bust. You play the Cubs 7 times. You don't want to be in a position where, like last night, sure you win, but now you're depending on another team to lose. And to make up 3.5 games with what's left in 3 weeks or so of the season, at least in the Central, you, to a degree, have the destiny in your own hands. You hold your own fate. You have to beat the Cubs and win, I would think, probably 5 of those 7. I'm not sure if 4 of those 7 will work. So there's a lot of work to be done, but too much to put riding on hoping Colorado loses as opposed to you just beating Chicago.
Catfish, I'm sick of politics in sports, and if your business or career is dependent on appealing to a broad base, stating anything political is the third rail, career suicide. Yeah, I think that most CEOs would agree to that, unless, as Clay Travis alluded to, that the CEO of ESPN really wants to get out his agenda. I don't know if that's the case, but I think what Catfish said, and I think would everybody agree, if your business or career is dependent on appealing to a broad base, stating anything political is the third rail, career suicide, Brendan?
I mean, yeah, it, especially in this day and age when I feel like people are so high charged emotionally with these topics, and you get to discussing things, you're going to upset somebody if you kind of go down that path. And so for the people that do, there's no issue with that. Everybody's got to be their own person. But again, you can definitely recognize where that could cause you some issues if your opinions are deemed somewhat controversial.
All right, another text here. This, by the way, this text is from somebody named Monique Martin.
What?
And they wanted tickets. I'm not sure if this
Monique
is...
Monique wants to go to the game?
No, I beg her to go to games. She never wants to go. But here, I have a quick little theory. I told Monique the other night, I said, Monique, do you realize that you are the only white Monique I've ever known? Do you guys know anybody named Monique?
No.
I don't think I do.
Okay. I know about 3 or 4. But I've met probably 50 or 60. So
wow,
she's. Frank. I kind of like the name. I like the name. Do you like the name Monique? No.
It's a good name.
It's a nice name.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Ben. All right. I love the tickets. Everybody begging for tickets. Okay. How about this? Vermeil worked GM after winning. Lastly, if Rams would win versus New England, they would still be here. What do you think about that? You win that second Super Bowl, or does that have anything to do with what happens years and years
later? No, I don't think it does. I don't think it does. I think a lot of the factors that you mentioned probably still would have taken place, and the franchise still would have had that downturn. It was being run by, you know, people who didn't necessarily make the best decisions, and I think that course of history probably would have remained intact.
I kind of agree with that. As much as I'd like to say, then Warner stays longer, and maybe you catch him on his comeback later on, but I doubt that just because the nature of the NFL is such that once you're deemed useless, they get rid of you. And I still feel like the injuries still happen even if you win that Super Bowl against New England.
So you're saying the Kroenke factor, nothing would have
still
overcome
there.
That.
Yeah, Kroenke's still there. The injuries still happen. You get Bulger, and then you get the downturn with the poor drafting. Like, you just have an extra Lombardi trophy. You'd still have the bad personnel decisions.
And you still have Kroenke. It's like, you know, Lincoln. It was a nice night at the theater other than, you know, getting shot. It's a minor detail, the Stan Kroenke thing, I say very sarcastically. All right. What else here? Rams should have kept London Fletcher instead. Oh, that's right. They did sign Leonard Little. So that would be a seventh guy they gave a big contract to. The Rams should have kept Fletcher instead of Leonard Little, and the Rams should have drafted S.U. instead of Bradford.
S.U. Sue. Sue. Ndamukong Kong Sue. That was the big debate then. What's he doing this year? Is he still in Miami?
Yeah, I think he is.
You don't even know.
You know what, though? Let me go back, and I hate to defend the Rams at anything, but you guys would all agree that a elite pass rusher is probably more valuable than a middle linebacker.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, they're paid that way. I mean, I'm not breaking ground here. So,
and in defense of the Rams, then, they needed a quarterback.
Yeah.
And Bradford was...
he walked on water.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that since it didn't work out the way they wanted to, and Bradford is a part of the fact that they moved because he wasn't the quarterback they thought they were getting, but they had to get somebody under center, and that was their best chance to get one.
You know, amazing thing, too, is you know what really sold the Rams on Bradford was when he had that workout. Do you guys remember seeing video of that workout at Oklahoma where he threw like 50 balls and 49 are in the numbers? I always think that too much is made of those workouts. I mean, there's no pass rusher. There's no pads. There's not even a helmet. He's just throwing, you know, balls to wide receivers in his home area. It's not that difficult to do. And I can remember Billy Devaney after that. Oh, it was unbelievable. It was magical.
You hear that a lot in the NBA, too, with, like, European players.
Yes.
Like Darko Milicic in his workout before the Pistons signed him apparently was his lights out. Dominant was great, but then you put him in a game and he was – lost.
All right, read a few more of these here, Brian. Mine is kind of frozen here for a second.
Ulysses Grant will be coming by later today to pick up his tickets. I know you guys like Clay Travis. I don't. But he is a radio personality very similar to Jim Rome, loud and annoying. It's from Gibby. I didn't get the Bob Iger follows 59 people, and one of them is Jemele Hill, so therefore he agrees with everything she says.
Yeah, he didn't mention if Bob Iger also followed a conservative.
He follows David Brooks. Okay. Who's a conservative columnist for the New York Times. So does he agree with everything David Brooks writes? He follows Donald Trump on Twitter. Does he agree with everything that Donald Trump says? He follows Trump and Obama. But not Hillary, so that must mean he agrees with what Trump says.
Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Don't read too much into who people follow. He follows Michael Smith. He probably wants to make sure that they're...
And in Ted Cruz would say, don't read too much into what people like on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't read into that. Don't worry about that.
Has he come out with anything yet on the...
It's an internal probe.
It was... They basically said... I think he kind of pawned it off on an assistant or somebody else that was handling his account. And but it was kind of weird because then I feel like... And Gardner would probably know better. They said they're going to investigate... internally, but also they're complaining to Twitter to try to figure something out. It sounded like they were just vaguely describing what had happened in such a way to thinly veil the fact that Ted Cruz was probably the one operating. I think it was probably him doing it, but you know.
And now what's funny is the Riverfront Times had this. So now people are just going through likes of other public elected officials. And one in Missouri got popped with a lewd photo that they liked years ago. I can't read the Twitter handle, but it's Missouri State Representative Kurt Barr from St. Joe liked a photo of a nude lady with under a Twitter handle that I can't read. But be careful what you like, because people will look through that. Nothing will ever beat Carlos Martinez, though.
Oh, yeah.
Frank, stop whining about the schedules, they say, because the Cardinals have played dogs all year long. That's true. If they had taken care of work against some of the bad teams, they wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah, it's basically the same schedule.
Everybody,
it's not like,
everybody has this, the same schedule.
Please. I mean, come on. It's not like, you know, you can be like Mizzou or – Mizzou doesn't – I wouldn't say Mizzou's schedule is bad at all. Who's a team that always plays just – oh, like Kansas State is the classic
this
team.
This is more so Cardinals and Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying it's not like Kansas State that they can have a much different schedule than, say, Alabama because they play nothing but dogs. That's how Bill Snyder has won a lot of games. Been a great coach, but that's how he did it.
Courtney D, by the way, agrees. He has not seen many white Moniques.
Absolutely. All right, we will take a short time out. Oh, I'll tell you what. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, one of the reasons that we are on the air here at Channel 5, and he's Dr. Michael Jones. About 6 or 7 years ago, I had some eye issues, had trouble reading the teleprompter, and I went to Dr. Michael Jones because you know what he does? He does that laser surgery better than anybody in the area. You know, we're talking about surgeons from different parts of the country coming to Quantum Vision Centers and watching what Dr. Jones does, looking at his technology, looking at his equipment, and then bringing it back to their place of business. So if you have, if you're just sick of glasses, you're sick of contacts, don't waste any time. Go to Quantum Vision Center's website. Find out how you can get in touch with Dr. Jones. Tell them that I sent you. Dr. Michael Jones, one of the best in the business.